This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Had a busy week last week and a busy weekend. Drove over to Pensacola. My brother rented out a beach house, and he said, come on over. So I went over Friday night and spent all day Saturday there. And I was actually in the Gulf of Mexico. And you should see how much Gulf of America T-shirts there are at Alvin's Island. Alvin's Island is one of the big gift shops there. In fact, they've got several Alvin Islands in Pensacola. And yeah, there's a lot of Gulf of America stuff. And look, if people want to recognize it as the Gulf of America, that's okay. I still think of it as the Gulf of Mexico, and I didn't think there was a reason to change it to satisfy the ego of Americans who are insecure that things like this matter. I mean, to me, this is a sign of insecurity, that you're like kind of insecure about the identity of America, and you need to add things to make sure that people know this is America. And I just don't I don't think that's a healthy trend.
Yeah, it's like people think that the more T-shirts they own that have the word America printed on them, or hats, yeah, or bumper stickers or a flag, that it makes them more American. And I guess if that works for you, go nuts, I guess, you know. But I think it's kind of goofy. I'd rather see people, you know, display their patriotism by, you know, adhering to, you know, American values and the things that the country, yep, is supposed to be about, that are supposed to make America unique in the world. If you, you know, go to bat for those things on occasion, you know, in the public sphere or with your elected representatives, that would do a little bit more to convince me that you're a patriot rather than you wearing a Gulf of America T-shirt.
Well, there's the irony, is wearing something American makes people feel American. And if you want to fly a flag or wear something American, that's okay. But what really makes you a patriotic American is your actions and your words and, yep, what you believe in. And ignoring the Constitution and wearing something with Gulf of America or something American, that does not make you American. You're very un-American, in my opinion, if you don't respect the Constitution. Now, I realize the Constitution is challenged and has been challenged over history, and that's fine. But supporting the idea that unconstitutional things are okay because you like it the other way, that's not the way it's supposed to work. And wearing something American doesn't really make you patriotic if you don't really believe in the spirit of America. So I thought that was, you know, interesting to see a lot of the Gulf of America stuff. And, you know, some people were buying it. But, you know, as I said last week, people are going out of their way to say Gulf of America when all they have said in the past is the Gulf. There's no other Gulf to compare it to. You know, there's no other Gulf area to say, oh, we have to distinguish the Gulf of Mexico or the Gulf of America. In this whole region, we just refer to it as the Gulf. I mean, people don't go to the Gulf Coast. They don't go from, say, the Alabama Riviera Gulf Shores. They don't go from there through the Florida Panhandle all the way to Panama City and say, yeah, man, the kids went swimming in the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. No, they said they went swimming in the warm waters of the Gulf. I mean, people are going out of their way to say Gulf of America to just to prove a point because, you know, they want to state their politics. And I guess that's fine, except that there's no reason for this false sense of American spirit by renaming the Gulf of Mexico, which was named in the 1500s, renaming that the Gulf of America. So, again, I'm not going to participate in that, and I'm going to simply call it the Gulf or the Gulf of Mexico. But when I think about talking about the Gulf, and, you know, my family's coming from Portland, and we're going to be there again next month, and, you know, the kids, you know, coming from Portland, I mean, you, the Pacific Ocean is so cold, you don't go swimming in the Pacific. So they love the warm waters of the Gulf. And that's what we always say, the Gulf. But now people are going out of their way to say, oh, yeah, we enjoy the Gulf of America. Well, I'll tell you this. I don't know who sent a text message last week, but somebody said the waters of the Gulf in Destin and somebody else said in Gulf Shores are chilly. I was in the water Saturday. And it is warm. It is bathwater warm. Now, it's so hot outside that when you first step in it, it might seem a little chilly. But once you get in it, it's like being in a bathtub and is real easy to just release body fluids, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's warm. Your body's relaxed. Your bladder's relaxed. You just, you know, I mean, that happens.
Wow. I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Sometimes it happens in pools. You know, I don't like it, but so I don't do it in a pool, but in the ocean, I'm not too concerned about that. But anyway, yeah, I mean, you just kind of relax, and the water's very warm. But I'll tell you, the only negative thing was obviously the storm stirred up a lot of the seaweed, and so there was like heavy seaweed in the water. I mean, the water's clear, but there was just a lot of seaweed in the way this past weekend. So I'm sure over time that's going to clear up just a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.